Kevin Shortsleeve is in England these days, where he is being steeped in the legends of St. George and the Dragon.
Christmas is a time for storytelling, and though many countries have their favorite wintertime folktales, in England, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without the tale of St. George and the Dragon. The patron saint of England, St. George was, in fact, a real person who lived in about the 3rd century. His legends, however, such as his adventures with dragons and maidens, are an invention of the Middle Ages. Written versions of the tales of St. George, such as Caxton's printing of the Golden Legend from 1483, Johnson's Seven Champions of 1608, and popular children's books from the late 1600s on, all contributed to the making of the myth. But St. George was tied to Christmas through his characterization in Mummer's Plays, an ancient tradition that was popularized in the late 1700s. Mummer's Plays were performed at winter festivals, and usually centered on stories of the seven champions of Christendom, of whom St. George was the most renowned. As Mummer's Plays developed over the years, it happened that St. George pantomimes began to include cameo appearances by Father Christmas himself. Although St. George legends have been elaborated on by authors like Kenneth Grahame and filmmakers like Walt Disney, his traditional characterization in Christmas Mummer's Plays remain popular in England, where, like other European nations, fairy tale pantomimes are a regular part of the Christmas season. One of the reasons the legend of St. George has remained connected with Christmas is because the tale from the Mummer's Play celebrates rites of fertility, death, and rebirth. St. George often dies in these plays, only to be then resurrected. In The Christmas Revels, a theater group from Harvard University performs the St. George tradition from North Skelton in Yorkshire. In this production, St. George recites a short verse about the eternal cycles of life. Then a troupe of sword dancers clack swords in time to the music, and in a final thrust, lock swords, forming a shape that symbolizes the sun. The swords represent the cutting down of old so that new life can spring forth. Here, then, is a verse from St. George, performed by Garrett Warner and the Revels Sword Dancers.
First comes Christmas, then comes spring. Like winter I must die, then to life again like spring. Dance, men, the sword dance now for me.